This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, has the Lord ever used an unlikely person in your life to minister to you? I think the answer to that question would be yes. All this week, we're looking at a woman in the Old Testament by the name of Rahab. Rahab was known as a prostitute or harlot of the day, to use King James phraseology, and yet God used her in a powerful way. As we studied Joshua, the second chapter, how God used a woman with a past, a woman with a problem, and a woman with a promise. Let it speak to you all this week.
Rahab was a woman of the past. And you know, another reason I think that she was a prostitute, not to dwell on that idea, was that when she identifies her family members, she doesn't mention a husband. She said, "Would you protect my father and my mother and my brothers and sisters and all their families?" And the spies said, "You bring your family in to your house when we come to take the land, and you hang this scarlet cord," which has great significance that I'll talk about in a minute, "from the window. We'll know, we'll give the word to the soldiers to leave that house alone and spare everyone in that house." And they became believers in the living God. She was a woman with a past, but I want to tell you this, the blood of Christ covers your sins. You need to know that. John Elliott is a songwriter from Springfield, Ohio. I think he happens to be one of the great songwriters of our day. The most powerful song he wrote, some of you have heard before, it's called "Embrace the Cross." Listen to the lyric. "Embrace the cross where Jesus suffered. Though it will cost all you claim is yours, your sacrifice will seem small beside the treasure. Eternity can't measure what Jesus holds in store." Embrace the cross. Listen carefully. The most important thing you will ever do in your life is embrace the cross of Jesus Christ. You do know that, don't you? You know what it means to embrace the cross? It means you don't hold it as some good luck object. You embrace the cross means you embrace everything that it stands for, everything that it represents, everything that it means to the world in general, but everything that it means to you in particular. The cross of Jesus Christ is more than a symbol of a church or the symbol of a religion. It represents my forgiveness. And it represents your forgiveness from what? From your past. Rahab was a woman with a past, but let me tell you something. She had a great future because of the Lord God Almighty. I want you to notice something. She had a problem. Can you imagine being a person who says, "We believe in your God," in a culture that believed in any God but God? That's what's the irony of all this. Rahab says, "I believe in the true God," in a culture that believes in anything but the true God. But then think that through. That's the way it is. This nation is fast becoming a post-Christian country. You hear people talk about this politically, that how that the United States is fast becoming like Europe. You know, you can go into churches in Europe that seat 2,000 or 3,000 people and you'll see 6 people on Sunday, 8 people. I mean, it's incredible. And if the statistics that people are quoting are correct, is that fewer and fewer young people today are coming to Jesus Christ. And the percentage of believers in high schools is just dropping and getting lower and lower every year. We are becoming a post-Christian nation, and that's sad, but it happens to be the reality. So what Rahab faced 3,000 or 4,000 years ago is what people are facing today. They're swimming upstream in a downstream world. It was politically incorrect for Rahab to say that she believed in the true God, and yet that's what she did. That was the choice she made.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.